Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner, broadcasting live, like we always do, every Saturday from 12:20 until 2 o'clock. We're here to talk about electronics, computers, your problems, your questions. We're not singing. Remember, the perfection and then go uphill.
Yes.
Not downhill.
Excuse me about that.
Yeah, excuse you about that. This week we're talking about surge protection. Actually, the topic is titled Fires and Monsoons Can Kill Your PC.
Yes, they can. It's a very dangerous, serious game.
The way that fires can kill your PC is that, you know, if there's a fire somewhere, like in lands far away, it can burn down power poles and generating stations and things like that, which can cause surges, which then can send lots of electricity through power lines, rolling blackouts.
Yep.
And purple outs.
They're happening right now as we speak.
No, they're not.
Well, they were.
They could have been.
APS, that forest fire caused that piece of equipment to fail, which then caused the rolling brownout / blackout.
Actually, there was not was not the forest fire that caused the equipment to fail. It was an actual transformer fire on the 4th of July. A transformer caught fire. Right.
It's fire.
But they're saying that it caught fire because of something that happened earlier, possibly. And it's a whole long story. But anyway, point is, fires in a weird way are connected. And, and that's the point of the story.
And monsoons, electricity, then
lightning
causes
strikes.
Fire.
And we've got a couple of things that we've got posted up at our website at datadoctors.com under the resources section. The bottom resource says whole house protection from lightning busters. There's a company that you've probably heard if you listen to Rosie Romero's show, the Rosie on the House show.
Yep.
He has them on from time to time. And the folks down at Lightning Busters, they offer whole house protection for somewhere in the neighborhood of about $300. They'll come in and they actually come in and put surge protection right in at the main power entrance to your house. They also put a small lightning rod on your house so that if your house is struck, that's the point that it strikes and it takes the electricity away from the house. They also do some things to take care of the cable television and the phones that come in and out of your house to make sure that surges don't enter that way. And they have all kinds of information. Again, you can see the link at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and look under the resources. Also, there's a device out there from APC, and there's a link we have to APC's website at our site, and it's called... Their model number, actually, is called the PMP1X, and it's a residential surge suppression device, similar to that device maybe offered by the Lightning Busters people, and it obviously is something you can buy and install, and if you are electrically inclined and maybe not afraid of, you know, killing yourself, you could give that a shot, I suppose, or you'd probably want to hire a licensed contractor to get that done for you.
That
so there's a couple of solutions for whole house protection, and then we have all kinds of other resources for just those regular power strip plus surge protection devices that you're used to seeing that are out there, and we have the good, the bad, the ugly, the differences, what you should buy, all kinds of other links and resources and things there.
And Ken's column, battery backups versus UPS. Which one to do? I don't know. Find out.
It depends on your situation. If you're in a business, if you have a machine that needs to be always on, there are things you can buy that'll keep your machine always on in the event of power failures, and you can check out that kind of stuff there.
Lots of information.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. Hey, we also got Bob who wrote in. And Bob, he emailed us and asks, in your current newsletter, the tip of the week is how to insert a character by means of character map. I think he means the symbol or the special character thing. However, when using Word 97 and possibly other versions, there's a much easier way. You just click on insert, then symbol, and then double click on the symbol you want to use, and it'll appear where the cursor was in your Word document.
You are right.
He is right. In fact,
he is.
When Michael first showed me that piece on
the tip
of the week,
yes,
I looked at that and said, well, Michael, isn't there a lot easier way? And she went, well, yeah, but what if you weren't using Word?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the tip stood. But Bob, you're right. There's an easier way if you're within Word or within most of the Office applications. You just click on the insert symbol and go that route. But the directions Michael gave you would work no matter what application you were in. If you were in Notepad or if you wanted to insert
Photoshop.
It into Hotmail on the web or anything like that, you can use the tips that she had there, and those will get you right to those little symbols, those cool things like the little TM for trademark or the R for registered.
I didn't realize
cool
there
thing.
Is a whole lot of characters. I was
there
know,
is a whole lot, or there are?
There are a whole lot.
This is an English lesson as long with computer lesson.
Right? As long with?
There you go.
the amount, if you're using your computer right now, go look. Try the tip out and just see. You will be amazed at that, how many characters, symbols, whatever you want to call them, are available out there. I couldn't imagine what I'd use half of them for, but I'm sure there is a use for them. So check that out.
And the tip, where's that posted? It's posted.
It's posted on our newsletter.
Well, you can. The newsletter comes to you in an email, but we actually have samples of newsletters, and the most recent ones get posted up. So if you want to check out that, in case you didn't get the newsletter or you don't subscribe, maybe you'll find a reason why you want to subscribe. Go to our free help website at computerproblems.com, and then click on where it says subscribe. There to the right, you'll see the past 10 or 12 newsletters or so. And you click on those and look for the tip of the week in the latest newsletter that's posted there. And it'll give you step-by-step instructions on exactly what it is that we're talking about.
Yes. Speaking of the newsletter.
Speaking of the newsletter.
You want to do our Geek Speak of the Geek?
Our Geek Speak of the Week.
Yep. But it's a geek saying it because I knew it. Anyways.
But we're not geeks.
Oh, yeah. Well, I already knew it, so that made me, a cybertard
without
at this point.
Further explanation or whatever, it's our Geek Speak of the Week.
Geek Speak of the Week this week is Fiborg. You ask. What is a Fiborg? Well, it is a functional cyborg. And for those of you who don't know what a cyborg is, it is... Chad will go ahead and explain what a cyborg is.
A cyborg is like... if you ever watch Star Trek, which I'm sure everybody does.
Everybody, yeah.
It's an organic being of some sort that has been enhanced by non-organic means.
Exactly, by technology.
Oh, so like in Star Wars, when at the end of whatever one was, and I should know this, but I don't, the dude flips open his wrist and inside's all these little gadgetry to make his hand work again because
yes.
It got cut off by the big bad guy?
No, that was Terminator.
No. Dude's hand got cut off by the big bad guy in Star Wars.
Okay, then that's it.
The big
it.
Bad guy that says, yeah. I am your father.
That is Star Wars. Okay,
so what about a lumberjack? What about a lumberjack with an axe? Is he a fiborg?
No, that's a No, because it has to be technological enhancements. So not just, an axe isn't technological.
Like night vision that was permanently bolted to my
exactly.
head.
Exactly. A fiborg is an organism that has become like a cyborg, but he's extending his sensors through outside. So like Jory on Star Trek, he has those night vision viewable, it's like a what would you call it?
I would have to have
it's
seen
some
the
kind
program
of eyewear that right. he puts on the
visor.
A visor, there you go.
Thanks for us.
And he puts it
not
on
only do
his
we get
head.
Technical direction, but we get the stumper words.
Yes,
we get the blanks filled in by Russ. Thank you.
So you would attach that so he can see. Well, a fiborg is what many people think will be way before cyborgs come around, because we'll start attaching these to our appendages to help us be cyborgs.
We talked about this before. I mean, basically, a mouse, a keyboard could be...
Yep, exactly.
Basically makes you a cyborg.
But wouldn't it have to be bolted on or attached in some
Not
way?
Not necessarily.
I actually bolted my mouse to my arm.
I bolted a piece of electronics to my body somewhere, but I can't tell you where on the air.
Oh, I don't want to know.
Forget Viagra.
Oh, geez. On to our download of the week.
I'm ready. Our free download of the week
this
week.
Where's my music?
Do you want the same music again? Here you go.
I thought we were going to do the other music.
There's your download of the week music. Now, what do we got?
What is our download of the week this week, Chad?
Nice preparation there.
What? Chad's prepared.
I don't know. What is it? It's Panicware Pop-Up Stopper.
Panicware pop-up stopper. And you got to say it like that because Panicware, you can't just
right.
say Panicware pop-up stopper. It's a very interesting program that helps you.
Well, I'm a big believer in preventing the pop-ups from the root, you got to
preventing the pop-ups from the root.
You're like a hippie of pop-up stoppers.
Yeah, I mean, if you get rid of all the adware on your system, you don't need a pop-up stopper.
Right? Yeah. Well, you do, because there's lots of websites, especially those pornographic ones that you might go to, or the ones where you're trying to get a CD key because you don't actually own the software you're trying to install.
Lots of pop-ups.
Those places have all kinds of pop-ups, and so you might need a pop-up stopper. And if you need a pop-up stopper, this thing that we're talking about, it's one that you can try out. You can get a link to where you can download it from our website at datadoctors.com. When you're at the homepage, in the upper left-hand corner, the big yellow seal of approval. You click on that, and under pop-up stoppers, look for. There's three different recommendations there. Your mileage may vary, whatever you like.
It doesn't get better than this.
It does get better from this. In fact, it has to get better from this. When we come back from the break, we've got Aaron who's going to help us get better than this. We're going to have Ralph is going to talk to us about his gateway that clicks and Michael with a Mac. It has all kinds of crazy stuff happening. Some screenshots while watching DVDs. Those calls, those questions, and more when we come back right here on the Computer Corner. News Radio 620 KTAR. Netflix.